Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 12, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 10, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Chapter 17, The Bodily Transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in this way, agitation and ecstasy awoke in Lord Chaitanya's mind, and Lord Chaitanya became very restless. Many transcendental ecstasies combined in Lord Chaitanya, including anxiety, lamentation, attention, eagerness, fear, determination, and remembrance. The aggregate of all these ecstasies once awoke a statement by Srimati Radharani in the mind of Leela Shuka Bilvamangala Thakur. In the same ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now recited that verse, and on the strength of madness, Lord Chaitanya described its meaning, which is unknown to people in general. Kim iha krinuma kasya bruma kritang kritang ashaya katayata katam anyang danyam aho hridaye shaya madhura madhura smairakare mano nayanotsave kripana kripana krishne krishna chirang bada lambate. Alas, what shall I do? To whom shall I speak? Let whatever I have done in hopes of meeting Krishna be finished now. Please say something auspicious, but do not speak about Krishna. Alas, Krishna is laying within my heart like Cupid. Therefore, how can I possibly give up talking of Krishna? I cannot forget Krishna, whose smile is sweeter than sweetness itself, and who gives pleasure to my mind and eyes. Alas, my great thirst for Krishna is increasing moment by moment. The anxiety caused by separation from Krishna has made me impatient, and I can think of no way to meet Krishna. Oh, my dear friends, you are also deranged by lamentation. Who, therefore, will tell me how to find Krishna? Oh, my dear friends, how shall I find Krishna? What shall I do? Where shall I go? Where can I meet Krishna? Because I cannot find Krishna, my life is leaving me. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became calm and considered his state of mind. Lord Chaitanya remembered the words of Pingala, and this aroused an ecstasy that moved Lord Chaitanya to speak. Thus, Lord Chaitanya explained the meaning of the verse. If I give up hope of meeting Krishna, then I shall be happy. Therefore, let us stop this most inglorious discussion of Krishna. It would be better for us to talk of glorious topics and forget Krishna. While speaking in this way, Srimati Radharani suddenly remembered Krishna. Indeed, Krishna appeared within Radha's heart. Greatly astonished, Radha told her friends, "The very person I want to forget is lying in my heart." Srimati Radharani's ecstasy also made her think of Krishna as Cupid, and this understanding frightened Radha. Then Radha said, "This Cupid, who has conquered the whole world and entered my heart, is my greatest enemy, for Krishna does not allow me to forget him." Then great eagerness conquered all the other soldiers of ecstasy, and an uncontrollable desire arose in the kingdom of Srimati Radharani's mind. greatly unhappy, Radha then chastised her own mind. If I do not think of Krishna, my impoverished mind will die within a moment, like a fish out of water. But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, my mind and eyes are so pleased that my desire for Krishna redoubles. Alas, where is Krishna, the treasure of my life? Where is the lotus-eyed Krishna? Alas, where is that divine ocean of all transcendental qualities? Alas, where is that beautiful blackish youth dressed in yellow garments? Alas, where is that hero of the Ratha dance? Where shall I go? Where can I find you, Krishna? Oh, please tell me, for then I shall go there. Speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running. But Swarup Damodara Goswami stood up, caught Lord Chaitanya, and took Lord Chaitanya on his lap. Then Swarup Damodara brought Lord Chaitanya back to his place and made Lord Chaitanya sit down. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodara Goswami. Oh, my dear Swarup, please sing some sweet songs. The author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, now comments. Lord Chaitanya's ears were satisfied when Lord Chaitanya heard Swarup Damodara sing songs from the Gita Govinda and those by the poet Vidyapati. Each day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become deranged in this way and talk like a madman. Why, even Ananta Dev, who possesses thousands of mouths, cannot fully describe the ecstatic transformations which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced in even one single day. So what can a poor creature like me describe of those transformations? I can give only a hint of them, as if showing the moon through the branches of a tree. However, this description will satisfy the mind and ears of anyone who hears it, and he or she will be able to understand these uncommon activities of deep ecstatic love for Krishna. Ecstatic love for Krishna is wonderfully deep, and by personally tasting the glorious sweetness of that love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us its extreme limit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful and wonderfully magnanimous. Why, we have heard of no one else within this world so merciful and charitable. O people of the world, worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all respects. For only in this way will you achieve the nectarian treasure of ecstatic love for Krishna. Thus, I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic transformation of becoming like a tortoise. And in that ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya talked and acted like a madman. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has fully described this pastime in his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha. Anud Ghatya Dwara Trayam Uru Chabhiti Trayam Aho Vilangyo Chai Kalingika Surabhi Madhye Nipatata Tanudyat Sankochat Kamata Iva Krishnoru Virahad Virajan Gaurango Hridaya Udayan Mang Madayati. How wonderful it is! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his residence without opening the three strongly bolted doors. Then Lord Chaitanya crossed over three high walls, and later, because of strong feelings of separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya fell down amidst the cows of the Tailunga district and retracted all the limbs of his body like a tortoise. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in that way, rises in my heart and maddens me. Recorded July 11, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Nilambara Dhara Radha Pitambara Dharo Hari Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Nilambara Dhara Radha Pitambara Dharo Hari Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Nilambara Dhara Radha Pitambara Dharo Hari Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Sri Radha wears a cloth of blue color and Lord Hari wears a cloth of yellow. In life or in death, Sri Radha and Sri Krishna are my eternal shelter.